Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and, raising their voices, said, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, "10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So God likes to be thanked. So how do you thank someone that has everything? Here's how you do it. You create lasting memories. That's right, you create lasting memories. Look at the Samaritan. He has every right and every reason not to go near a Jewish man because of all the centuries of bad blood. But he doesn't. He approaches Jesus, who is a Jewish man, and kneels at his feet and thanks him and creates a lasting memory. You know, Roman centurions had the right to recruit citizens into service. So he could have said to Jesus, "I command you to come with me to my house and take care of my servant who is dying." Could have said that, but he didn't. He said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you even come under my roof. You just say the word, and my servant will be healed." And he created a lasting memory. So much so that we steal his words every time we prepare ourselves to go to communion. Look at the sinful woman. She had every reason not to go in a room full of righteous, religious men. But she did. It was there that she washed the feet of Jesus with her tears and wiped his feet with his hair. And she created a lasting memory that we have think about and we've talked about for centuries on. And then Jesus said to a Syrophoenician woman, "It's not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs." And that Syrophoenician woman had every right and every reason to turn his back on Jesus and walk away and reprimand him for being cruel. But she didn't. She said, "It's normal for dogs to sit under the table where the kids are eating. The kids are always throwing stuff that they don't like. I'll take the lima beans." She created a lasting memory. So let me ask you this. How many of us here remember the full name of our great, great, great grandmother? How many of us do remember some of the things, the significant things that she'd done in her life? Think about that. 100 years from now, no one's going to remember us or what we had or what we did. But we have now. We have now, and now we can create lasting memories. So in March, I had my teeth cleaned, and after it was clean, the cleaning lady, the one that the helper gave, I handed her an envelope, a hygienist, and I said, "This is your Christmas present. Sorry, it's a little late." Well, she was so shocked and surprised that she didn't know whether to laugh or to cry, so she did a little of both. 6 months later, came in, she knew my name. Lasting memories. That's what we have today. We can create them. And how do you make a lasting memory? You do something that you normally don't do. An act of kindness, a kind word, a deed, something that we normally don't do, that would benefit someone else. We create a lasting memory. If we do that each day, I guarantee 100 years from now, someone will remember us.